What's up, KCasters? It's Bree here. I just want to start off with an apology for the lack of content over the past month. Our last podcast came out in November. We had pre-recorded a lot of those, with the exception of the Jesse podcast episode. Part of the reason that we've been away is Min Young's still at school. I just recently started a new job, and I've been going through training for the past week. So once we get more situated, we will come back with new episodes. I know I promised a review of Eric Nam's album. I just haven't had the time to sit down, re-listen to the album in its whole, and then give my detailed thoughts about it. And then, because, you know, COVID just, it messed everybody up this year. I still personally have my BTS ticket, so that when concerts and in-person things are a thing again, I can go see the boys perform. I am keeping up with their stuff. I purchased their latest album, and I did the math. Over the past 2 years, I have spent well over $8,000 on K-pop and K-pop-related merchandise. That's a lot of money. But I am keeping up with K-pop-related things between the YouTube communities that I'm in, because I'm with the What You Gotta Say group, the Watcher fam. I've made several new friends there, and we've all just been chilling, talking BTS and other music. We have a whole little subsection for that, but primarily focuses BTS. And then Jess Life, her YouTube community, Discord people. These are all on Discord. I keep saying YouTube communities because these are YouTubers for the most part, but I've been with them on Discord now for a couple months regardless, for a certain amount of time I've been with them, and I'm part of Jess's reaction tier, so I do get to still see her K-pop reactions, and that's mainly how I'm keeping up with things, by talking with other people, because in my own day-to-day, it's not like I can actually just sit down and watch music videos for a long time. I need to focus on what I'm doing. I have been debating about starting a separate little section of the podcast called K-Corner, in which I talk about K-dramas that I'm watching or that I have watched. Like lately, my phone's been on a Park Seo-joon kick, so I've seen almost every drama that man has been in, and Lord, I love him. But, oh, that's a rambling topic. So basically, at some point within the next couple months, once I get more settled with this job and get a feel for what I'm doing, we will be back, or at least I will. It's going to depend on how Min Young's doing with school. But until then, please, we wish you a happy and safe new year. Please be safe. Wash your hands. Wear your mask. Avoid people. Stay inside if you can. If you can't, please just be safe. We love you so much. And we've really noticed how much the podcast has grown over the past 2 years that we've done it. And we love each and every one of you. Please, please, please stay safe. Enjoy the holidays. If you don't celebrate, have the time you're going to have, whether that's just still hanging out with friends and family or hanging out by your lonesome, because that's what I'm doing right now. I am talking to an empty room. Well, I'm talking to you, but I'm in an empty room and I'm talking and my voice is echoing and it's starting to get a little weird. So on that note, bye, KCasters. So, have you guys ever wanted to do your own podcast?
Ever wanted to voice your own opinions?
That's what we did, and that's why we downloaded Anchor. Anchor is a free app that you download straight to your phone, or you can use it on your computer.
It lets you record straight from it, and it lets you edit and publicize your own opinions for the world to hear.
And the cool thing about it is it distributes it to a bunch of other different things. Most of our listeners are on Spotify. But that the only reason it's on Spotify is because of Anchor.
Anchor will post your podcast to any other known podcast sites that it has connections with, which includes things like Google Podcasts, Spotify,
Stitcher,
all these other places where you can build up your audience through Anchor.
And the cool thing is you can also add monetized segments, which you do not need a huge following for. You can start making money with, like, one person listening, as long as you kept advertising, adding in segments. Download Anchor today and make your own podcast so we can hear what you want to say.